We're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin Chet in the Zeligman edition. We had learned the importance of the biblical mitzvah of burying someone. And we had discussed that this mitzvah is incumbent on all the townspeople. Everyone in the town has to take care of it. But, we had learned that if there's a chevra, if there's an organization that's responsible, so then we can all do our thing while they take care of it. Even if someone was not, he had not learned Torah, he had not learned Mishnah, nonetheless, that's the halacha, that people are prohibited from doing work so long as they are responsible for ensuring his burial. Meaning, if we don't have a set organization that deals with it, the responsibility is on the whole community, and then no one may continue their work that day until he gets buried. But they don't have to stop their learning, so long as he's not actually being taken out to burial, you're not prohibited from learning Torah. People from the community have to stop their jobs, but they don't have to stop their learning. Even for someone who has learned, you don't have to stop your learning for them. Aval b'shash motzin to likvura, except for the time when he's actually being taken out to burial. Tzich levatel mitamut Torah lelavot leman dekarei v'tanei. Then we say you have to stop learning to accompany, to go to the funeral, to the levaya of someone who learned Torah and Mishnah. Afilu yeshol ben hashim bilto, even if there are a lot of other people. We say you need a minimum of 600,000 people. You guys ever been to a levaya with 600,000? Chacham Ovadia had.
Yeah.
We say like this: Din tilat Torah, when God takes back the Torah, meaning someone passes away, so he's no longer learning Torah, tzich liot kintinat Torah, has to be in line with the giving of the Torah. Just like the giving of the Torah, Shaya Shishim Ribo, there were 600,000 men present in the giving of the Torah. By the same token, we say, when the Torah is taken away, when a person passes and we accompany him in his last journey to be buried, so then there should be 600,000. Even if someone is from the sages, from the wise men of the generation, and iftam in tzvat levaya, that doesn't absolve him of the mitzvah of accompanying the dead. And that's why big people also go to levayas. Kedita b'gemara, the Talmud tells us about Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi was the chief rabbi of the generation. The Romans ruled that no one could express their opinion before he did. He was called Rosh HaMdabrim b'chol makom, the first speaker in all public circumstance. And even he was mevatel Torah lo tzat amet. He would stop his learning to go and accompany someone who passed away. And that's the minimum requirement for someone who learned Torah and the oral law. And if someone was on the level that he was already teaching others the oral law, so then for sure he deserves even greater honor. But if someone is a regular Jew who never got to learn the written law or the oral law, en mechuyav levatel talmudo bishvil ze, you don't have to stop your learning for that. Im yesh mitaskim achrim sheilavu v'ikberu, so long as there are other people who will accompany him to burial. Ve'u sheyesh asara kedei sheyuchlu lomar kaddish uberkat avelim. But there must be a minimum of 10 people present in the burial ceremony. So if someone is not learned, then we say his relatives obviously are there, etc. But the other people of the town don't have to stop their learning. They have to stop their work to ensure that he gets a proper burial. But if he's getting the proper burial, it's a matter of giving him last respects. So then obviously his relatives and friends are going to go, but the rest of the town doesn't have to stop their learning for that. If it's someone, unless it's someone who really learned Torah, then we say everyone has to stop their learning until you hit a critical mass of 600,000 people, which obviously is very rare. Okay. Yeah.